Hello, my lovely Edge Dwellers. Luca Hallux here, Power Sorcerer, and welcome to my Year Ahead channeling for 2022. The date, as we do this channeling, is December the 18th, 2021. And many of you will be coming back to listen to this again in the future. So it's kind of interesting to be saying something now that I know is going to be out there in our future that we haven't even lived yet. And I kind of like that concept. So I'm sitting here right now. I was just saying that it was a rainy, dreary day here in Vancouver. And hey, bingo presto, the sun has come out. So I take that back. You can see the sun shining on the blankets behind me. And it's glorious to be sitting here in the sun. I am in Vancouver. This is where I live and work from, although most of my work right now is done online because of the pandemic. I hope that within the not too distant future, we'll be able to look back on this and say, oh yeah, now we're post-pandemic. So fingers crossed. We don't know how long this is going to last. We're truly all living in faith and hope at the moment. So I'm going to center myself, and I invite all of you to do the same thing, because we're all part of the energy field on this as we go ahead and do it. You are all on mute at the moment, but the chat window is still open. So if there's anything that you would like to say for me to pick up when I come out of the trance at the end, or to one another, feel free to use the chat window. Once I've downloaded the recording of this, I do come back always with the Ask Luca Live and with the Luca's Laser Beam sessions. I always come back and read through all the chats. So just so you know that it doesn't just go into the ether and I never see it if I don't acknowledge it when we're going through this. So I'm going to ground myself as I invite you to. I'll center myself. I'm going to invite all of our guides and helpers to come and be present with us, including at that highest intergalactic level. I say highest, it's not located in space, but I see it as sort of rings that go out from me, concentric rings, and they're in the outer highest, thinnest ring. When they talk to me, I tend to sound just slightly formal, and some people have said sort of robotic, which is kind of interesting. I notice it happening when it's happening, and it's a fascinating process to go through. I remember the first time it happened, and I thought, oh God, I gotta make sure that I can come back again after this, and indeed I can. So I don't worry about that one any longer. And if any of you want to make your picture go away, you can do that as well. I can still see that you're here because I have the participant list sitting up in front of me. So we're all good to go here, and I'm going to get started. It runs usually, the channeling runs sort of between 45 minutes and an hour. I never know how long it's going to be. So if you have to leave early because you have other commitments, feel free to just say goodbye and sign out, and you'll be on your way. And you'll catch whatever you've missed, you can catch in the recording afterwards. So here we go. We're off on a journey. Let's enjoy. I have great anticipation around this. So let me take my glasses off here, make myself more comfortable. And I just want to check that the volume is okay here. And everybody can hear me okay? Just nod if the, yes. Okay, that's good. All right, I don't need to adjust the volume. And you can also adjust it from your end. Welcome to all of you, as Luca calls you, edge dwellers. We are enamored of this term. It has meaning in more ways than you would imagine, or as Luca explains it to you. You are all of you on the edge of what Luca has referred to as a paradigm shift. The language that we have available to use to speak to you is a language that is cobbled together from the words that you have in your common vernacular. And so we try where we can to use the language that you have. But we would advise you that this is a limitation for us in being able to get through the concepts that we consider commonplace for where we are. We speak as a we, but we are a group of many hundreds and in many cases many thousands, and we have the ability to come through and speak to you in one voice. The voice that we choose, the language we use, and the information we impart to you has to do with your group intention. And the intention spreads beyond what you need, you know, to be time and space as we are sitting here in this moment. This spreads to all of the parts of each one of you and all of you in this group and all of you who will listen in the future. And we already have access to the souls that will be part of that. And those souls are speaking to themselves through us. So as you can see, this is somewhat of a complicated concept for you who have been told, have been educated, that time is linear and that you cannot be in more than one place at a time. In fact, you have many idioms that admonish you, that you say to yourselves, I can only be in one place at a time. And this is not in fact true, and it is one of the reasons you keep reminding yourselves of this. It keeps you in your current paradigm. And because you are here to experience this paradigm, you prefer to stay in this paradigm, otherwise you would not be able to have the experience you're having. We yawn, Luca yawns, when she is experiencing any level of resistance. And there is some resistance to some of the concepts that we are discussing with you in this moment. There is nothing wrong with the resistance. It does not mean that you cannot entertain this idea, that you cannot chew it over and dream about it and walk with it in your lives until you determine what you would like to do with it. But Luca picks up the energy, and that is how she experiences it in her body. So you may see more yawning coming through. As she likes to say, it is not because she is bored with your company. Indeed, we are not bored with your company. It is our great privilege to come to you in this format, in this time, in your planet's history. History, we use the word history advisedly because it speaks very clearly to your linear concept of time. History as a concept does not really exist for us. Everything is in the present moment. Our future, as the entities who are speaking to you today, our future is in our present and is colored by how we look at it. When it were we to change it to a different perspective, we would see it differently. And this is what we mean when we talk about you reframing concepts and changing your perspective. Your perspective really is, and your reality really is, a collective reality based on how you see your world, how you choose to see your world, and how you intend for this lifetime to play out. And the playing out of it is a decision in each moment of each day. This is a concept that you would do well to remember when you are experiencing something that you do not particularly enjoy. You can shift it by shifting how you look at it. You can do this on the grossest level by playing with ideas and entertaining what you call what if. What if this were not the case? What if it were like this instead? And as you do that, you begin to open the door to a different frequency. And that frequency is, as you would imagine, a vibration. And vibrations are all around you. They are in the sounds that you hear. But if you are not an auditory person, if you do not have an auditory faculty, you do have a kinesthetic faculty. And because sound is a vibration, you can feel it. You have not entertained yet the idea of being able to feel language as an alternative to reading in Braille or lip reading. Eventually, you will come to this concept. There are some people on the planet right now who are experimenting with it, but this has not come to be accepted yet as common, what you call common knowledge. Many of you, as we sit here present today, are concerned about what you are calling the pandemic on your planet. And so we will address this today at the highest level. There is on your planet a great deal of fear and concern about this. There is also, we have yawns coming through here. Luca, as the vehicle, is experiencing in her body and in her emotions, the emotions that we are tapping into at the moment to be able to discuss this with you in a two-way format. And we say two-way because we're talking about how what is going on inside each one of you right now is affecting the energy of this group, therefore the energy of Luca as she receives it, and the energy that we work with in you. And then we respond to that energy, and you get then a vibrational conversation that would be happening right now even were we not to be speaking to you through Luca as the channel. This fear on the planet is man-made, as is the pandemic a man-made, human-made construct. That is not to say that anyone is to blame for this. Blame is actually not a useful concept because the pandemic is now here. This virus and its variants are now here among you, and you must cope with them no matter where this came from in the first place. This is not something that you deserve, although there is somewhat of a cause and effect here. You needed a vehicle on this planet that would help you to see the difference between living in a fear-based, three-dimensional paradigm and living in a love-based, multi-dimensional paradigm. There are enough of you on this planet at the moment who wish to make the shift between the two. And this is part of the edge that we refer to when we talk about you and us as edge dwellers. Our side of being on the edge is that we are communicating with you as you go through this and responding to your requests for help, to understand this and to navigate the journey. We are here for that purpose. This is a unique process, although it is not the only one that is going on within the galaxy as you know it. But it is unique in that you are all unique, and your intentions on this planet are unique, and your biology on the planet is unique. This gives us an experience that is like an experiment. It is not done, however, without heart. Scientists are many times perceived as being quite clinical in their approach, and they can take a leg off a spider, for instance, and not bleed for the spider whose leg is being rended from its body. We do not take pleasure or joy in the fact that so many of you on this planet at the moment are living in fear and sadness and pain and a large degree of stress. But we observe it, we witness you going through this, so therefore you are not alone in your experience as you are going through it at the moment. This does not mean that we cannot see how you are choosing this and what your alternatives are as you go forward. The more you can alter your perspective in order to step out of fear and into love, the more comfortable you will be and the higher your immunity will be. This is not to say that people who are dying from this virus at the moment are not loving people. It is not to say that it is their fault, but on some level, it is their choice to go in this way at this time. We must at this point differentiate for you between your soul selves. You could call this self the writer of your own play or the director or producer of your own play, and the self that is the actor in the play. To some extent, as actors in the play of your own life, you must believe your own story and your own narrative. Otherwise, you would not be able to stay in human form and continue with your experiment as a human on this planet at this time. As the writer and as the director and producer of your own play, you know what the outcome is already. You know what your intention was as you wrote the play, but you still do not have control over how the actors are going to work with what they prepared, what they rehearsed before they got onto the stage. So one still does not know how the audience, i.e. the witnesses, are going to respond. Audiences in a live play are just as responsible for what happens on the stage as the actors are. For the most part, your audiences sit back and enjoy the performance. But there have been times in history where the audiences have changed the course of what is going on stage and have booed and hissed and walked out. This does not happen as frequently at this time in your history, but it has done in the past. So this is actually quite a valuable way to perceive what you are going through at the moment. When you believe it, you are able to move yourself around within the time experience of your own soul and your own lifetime. At the moment, because your society does not believe, for the most part, that this is possible, you doubt, you can do this if you choose, but you then doubt that you can, and then you take your findings and you put them aside. Were you not to doubt, the experience would be more powerful and you would be more convinced of it, and you would use the information in a more handy way. You will grow into this further if you're here today, if you're listening to this in the recording that will come. You already believe that this could be possible, or you would not be participating in this group and hearing these words at this time. Today, present with us is a huge field of what we are going to call, for lack of a better term, love. You have many different kinds of love on your planet, and you experience it and express it in many different ways. But there is an overarching energetic realm of love that is beyond your power to describe with words. You love the concept of love, if you like. We can put that in quotation marks. And so you devote a lot of time and attention to this. You have somewhat confused your sexuality with love. You can love someone profoundly and even sexually without engaging in any sexual contact or conduct. We do not suggest that you must do this, but it is always an option. You know that you can experience this because you can read about love and experience it emotionally and physically in your body. And that is with words recorded on a page, whether they are electronic in this day and age or on paper, or spoken to you as someone telling you a story or reading you a story. You can experience it in that way. There is a great deal of confusion on your planet right now about sexual orientation and sexual expression. They are vibrations. And the vibration will alter the physical form of the body of the person who is involved in the experience. There are many people on your planet at the moment, and there have been in what you call history, who have chosen to change their gender. There have been on your planet, and there still are, many people who are severally gendered. They may be neutrally gendered. They may be additionally gendered. In other words, the gender of more than one at a time. This is not as unusual as you would think, and it is coming to be more commonplace as more and more souls are coming onto your planet at the moment with this understanding of what sexuality is and can be. This is an experiment in transmigration. There are many ways in which you are doing this, not only sexual or physical, but those are the ones that are easiest for you to see. Because it engenders some fear in you at the moment, there is a reluctance to engage with it or to endorse it or to support it. But it is no different than people who believe anything that is different from what you believe. This will come to be much more commonplace on your planet. And as it does, not because of it, but at the same time, you will come to understand love in a different way. There are so many forms of love. There's love between humans and the animal world. There is love between one human and another, what you would call fraternal love or friendship love. There is sexual love. There is love from a parent to a child. There is love that is what we would call a universal love or humanitarian love that you experience and believe is somehow exalted. You believe this because it is closer to what love really is in vibrational form. It does not matter what physical form is involved. Love goes above and beyond that. In fact, love has created every form of life that is on your planet, because love is not only romantic. That is the form that you have exalted in many ways. It is a form that you aspire to, but it can be present in very young children. Although they may not be sexually active, it can be present. But present, it is present. Love is present in all form on your planet, even in what you consider to be inert forms, because it is a vibration. So there will be for you many changes coming up in 2022 that range fully from how do you keep yourselves in alignment with the highest form of yourself, which ultimately is love? How do you experience yourself in physical form on this planet? How do you emotionally feel about yourself? How do you manage your own energy field? How do you manage the interaction of your energy field with others in your life? And you will begin to become more conscious of what you are doing on this level. When you are not conscious of this, you feel victimized, you feel abused. Abuse will gradually begin to dissipate on your planet as the energy of it will be fed, fueled less and less. So as you begin to move forward into 2022, it is not in and of itself a pivotal year, but you have made so many changes energetically on your planet within the last decade that they are now beginning to come into physical form. And as they come into physical form, you will experience them. And gradually this will make its way through into your value system and belief system about what is possible for you on the planet as you know it. Your pandemic will gradually begin to die out. But this, again, we come back to the idea of you being an edge dweller, and this being an edge dwelling exercise that in which we are engaged today. There are on your planet several different ways of looking at your experience, and each one of these ways has its own vibrational level, its own frequency. And therefore, it has its own reality. So for many of you on the planet, the pandemic will begin to recede, and you will begin to take greater ownership of your well-being within your physical form, and this is vibrational. For some people on this planet, they will continue to believe in the idea of fixed time and space, of fear, of victimhood, of abuse. And they, for them, the pandemic will play out for much longer. And then there are those who have such a belief in the pandemic and in viruses and in the system of fear on this planet that not only will they experience it, but they will continue to create it. So we are very broadly describing to you here three different tiers or three different levels of existence on the planet. In fact, there are many more than that, but for our purposes as an example of what's going on right now, we will limit ourselves to three. All of you who are experiencing the pandemic at the moment, and we will refer to it as the pandemic, although there are many, many different viruses now involved in what you are considering to be the pandemic. All of you are supporting it in some way, or it would not be part of your experience. That doesn't mean that you are to blame for it. This is not a cause and effect in that sense. But you are all responsible for its existence. And as you withdraw your energy from it, it will have less power and it will begin to it will begin to go back to an imbalance cellular biological format in your experience of your planet. It was created in its current form with an intention behind it. You were not involved in that intention in the form it was created in. However, you were involved in the intention of this as an experience of fear, the coagulation, if you like, of fear, the constellation of fear at this level globally on your planet. And you are in the experience at the moment and watching how this unfolds across the entire spectrum of all that you consider to be nationhood on your planet. Nationhood is an example of individuality. When you believe that each country must take care of itself, that is a representation of an ego state. It is not wrong. However, this pandemic cannot be dealt with on that level. It is, however, dealt with on the level of individuals. You are an individual, a country is an individual, and each individual must be, to some extent, conscious of its own intent in order to be able to reframe its perspective and move to another way of looking at the situation, therefore changing the vibration of how you are involved in your experience. As you shift the vibration, you shift the vibration of your cells in your body, in the molecules in the cells in your body, so that you can experience more love. All of this is about a return to love, but you are still involved in separating yourselves enough that you can experience yourselves as entities in love. Were you to go back to love in its original form as pure energy, you would not be able to experience it as you can when you individuate. So as much as you will return to love, you can only go so far with it before you become love and therefore cannot experience it any longer. So this is one of the reasons why you have chosen to individuate in your human form, in animal form on this planet, and as an individual planet with collective individual forms on it who make up a collective consciousness. So when we refer to consciousness, this is the form it takes. Consciousness takes a form. The higher the level of consciousness, in other words, the closer it is to your experience of pure love, the less form it takes. Form requires a certain density of consciousness. So you are on the edge, as edge dwellers, you are on the edge of form. You are on the edge of individual and individualized vibration. And this is a place of great joy. Pure love is also pure joy. When you can stay individuated enough, you can experience joy in the form that you experience it on this planet at this time. Most of you do not live in pure joy, because if you lived in pure joy, there would be no individuating, there would be no way to experience it in the same way as we have just described for love. However, you do love to have, if you'll pardon the use of the word, you do love to have experiences of joy. And many of you experience joy from nature, from what you take in through your senses. And one of the ways you can take it in through your senses is through joining with the sexual energy in your body, which is one of the expressions of love and a certain vibration level. You can experience sexual pleasure on your own. You can also experience it in concert with someone else, sometimes with several other people. This is primarily energetic, but you are choosing to experience it in a physical form as you choose the form. So we come back again to this idea of sexuality is not as it has been portrayed to you. It is much more nuanced, and you are going to come to understand the greater nuances in your sexuality and the purpose of sexuality. Sexuality can be used to express, to experience, and it can be used to heal. Some of you indeed have experienced this already. It has great power, which is one of the reasons why many of the people on your planet at the moment are afraid of it. You are afraid of anything that has power that you have forgotten that you have knowledge about. We are struggling with your language here at the moment. We can only use language that you understand, and so we are twisting some of your language in order to form concepts that are a little bit outside of your experience at the moment. As we talk about this with you, your cells are telling you that this is exciting, that this is closer to your understanding of truth, and truth is only what you know to be part of your experience. Lies, or fallacy, or falsehood, is something that is being told to you that does not match with your understanding of who you are and how you are expressing yourself as a vibration in your physical form on this planet. Physical form and emotional form. Your emotions are, they are much more energetic than your physical form, but they are still somewhat dense in the sense that you can experience them individually and they can affect your physical vehicle. There are a number of things that you're going to begin to understand as you start to experiment with your perspective and how you experience fear on your planet. One of the great powers that is somewhat frightening for you right now is the great power of the climactic systems and weather patterns on your planet. These are vibrational, just as your emotions are vibrational, just as fear is vibrational. And as you amp up the level of fear on your planet, so will you also amp up the climactic and weather pattern episodes, events, as you have just seen happen in the state of Kentucky in the United States. As you come to understand your own power better as a function of your experience of love and less as an experience of fear, you will be able to influence weather patterns and alter their trajectory. to do this and to do it responsibly on the planet, you must be coming from a place of love. You can already see what fear creates on your planet, and many of you are somewhat horrified by what you have been seeing play out amongst beings on the planet. We are saying on the planet to you quite frequently as we speak with you today, because we also work with energy that is off the planet. And by off the planet, we mean in the atmosphere of your planet, just beyond the weather systems. We also work with sentient beings on other planets in other galaxies. And so we are very conscious that you are but one system. You are affected by the other systems who are experimenting in a similar way to what you are doing here. And they are experiencing different outcomes than you are, and they are at slightly different stages than you are. Some of you are able to tune into this and bring it into your conscious awareness, and you will find this a very interesting exercise, and will begin to apply this to your own experience through your own curiosity. If we come back to the concept of influencing weather, right now the weather is causing consternation for you on the planet because it is being so affected by the fear that is present. When you try to manipulate these weather systems, if you're coming from a place of love, then you will be able to keep the weather systems in the best balance for your planet. When you listen to an orchestra, it is made of many different instruments played by many different musicians. Generally speaking, you can agree about whether the orchestra is in tune or not, whether certain parts of the orchestra are out of tune. And when that is the case, it is up to the conductor, with the experience that that person has, to isolate which part of the orchestra is out of tune and help it to get back into tune again. But there is great beauty and enjoyment in the outcome from an orchestra that is in tune, from an instrument that is in tune, from a musician who is in tune not only with the music, but with the other musicians and with the leadership of the conductor. And also in tune with the feedback, the pleasure, the enjoyment from the audience. So this is somewhat similar to experiencing a play on a stage. This is what you will have to be able to juggle in order to work with the weather systems on your planet. If you can't ascertain when the weather systems are in balance and optimal for the experience of the planet itself, then you will be in danger of worsening your planetary atmosphere to a point where it will not be comfortable for you to live here. So this very much has to do with the awakening, the adjustment of all of these sentient beings on your planet. And to work in concert with the animal kingdom and the insect kingdom and the bird kingdom on your planet, because they are already working in concert and can advise you about when you fall in or out of balance. The same thing is true about this other kingdom. They have the ability to help you to know when your physical form is out of balance and therefore moving towards illness. that kingdom is able to help you to heal when you call on it and when you get into vibrational accord with it and enter into that relationship with them with love and with gratitude, which gratitude is the acknowledgement and returning of the love. That's what gratitude is. So, for all of you who are here listening to this, the year 2022 for you is going to be a year of beginning to tip your balance of awareness. And as you shift that balance, you will begin to make different decisions. As you change your decision making, so will you change your actions. As you change your actions, so will you change your environment. As you change your environment, you will feel more comfortable. And much of the fear that of which you have been aware will begin to dissipate. That will improve the well-being for your entire planet. How quickly you go with this is going to have to do with how your energetic field around each of your bodies and souls is able to react to the vibrations. So we cannot put a meaningful time frame on this for you at the moment, but we can tell you that it is already well underway, or you would not be here listening to this. It has its own momentum, and it will not come about through admonishments of irresponsibility. It will come about through a desire to live in more joy, in more love, in greater comfort, in greater balance. So the more you live your life in that way, despite anything that is going on around you, the more you help to dissipate the energy of fear. Fear in and of itself is not bad. It is a manifestation of an alienation from love. It is useful as a trigger to get you to pay attention to something you are doing in your life, and it gives you the opportunity then to change, to make a different decision. You were not ever meant to live in fear. In fact, if you live in fear all the time, your physical vehicle will break down very quickly, and you will no longer be in physical form. Those of you who live with animals or who spend time with animals, you are in a unique position to be able to share your understanding with them and to listen to them, because they have great things to tell you that will help, not just in terms of how you live your life, but in terms of how your life impacts all of the lives that come into contact with yours. And we have another yawn present here. There was a ripple that went out from that comment that then came back to this physical vehicle of Luca's as we share this vibration with you at this time. We say to you at this time very advisedly, because your concept of time is a hard one, hard fought for concept. It keeps you in your particular understanding of your planet at the moment. When you start to shift this, see it differently, so will you shift your understanding of your place on your planet and how you live out the lifetime you have elected to live out. Time is very, very arbitrary. very personal, very connected to your belief system. It is a feat that you are able to agree amongst so many of you about how you are experiencing time, how you will partition it, how you will work together with it. You have an equal opportunity here to take that and dismantle it and broaden it and change how you work with it so that it gives you a different experience. You will hear more of this from people on your planet who have chosen to incarnate in order to share this kind of information. So if this is not something that you immediately know what to do with, you will attract to you information from those sources so that you can begin to feel the support that will allow you to make these changes in your worldview. What we have said to you today is very much about the energetic realm on your planet and how it is playing out through your daily experiences. You will have noticed by now, especially in your isolation as you have come to see it during your protective behaviors around not succumbing to this virus that is amongst you, that love can transcend physical boundaries. You can love someone through an electronic device. Because it is a vibration, the vibration is not going through the electronic device. The vibration is communicated from one awareness, from one soul vibration to another. You just see and hear the evidence of that on your electronic device. We are opening to a level of love in this moment that we are spreading to all of you so that you can experience how love can go through an electronic medium. Each of you will experience this differently as you are all individual consciousness. That was a very small taste of what you all have within your capability. We encourage you to take that feeling and spread it far and wide, to know that that is what you come from and that is what you will return to when you are not in physical form. This transcends death as you know it. It transcends everything. It is the fabric of the universe. We humbly thank you for inviting us to be present with you today, to share these perspectives, to share our souls and our love with you so that you may continue this great experiment on this planet that you call Earth at this time in our intergalactic experience. We look forward to participating in what you continue to create on this planet. We wish you well, and we remind you that you have access to us all the time. You have but to ask. Peace be with you all.